So today was the yahrzeit of the Kotzke Rebbe, Chos Yagin Aleinu. And it's also the yahrzeit of the Leibel Eger, the Taras Emes, Chos Yagin Aleinu. There's a very strong connection between the two of them, because the Kotzke Rebbe had a Talmud that broke away, the Meishiloyach, the Ishbitzer. And the Ishbitzer, when he set up his own court, so one of the gedolei of the chassidim of the Ishbitzer was Reb Leibele. And with the passing of the Ishbitzer, so Reb Leibele assumed his place as the memalei makom of the Ishbitzer. Now, although in that group of tzaddikim there were other giants, most noted was Reb Tzadik HaKohen, was known for his famous sarim, the Tzadik, and others, the Pre-Tzadik. So, nevertheless, with the Ptira of the Ishbitzer, it was assumed that Reb Leibele should be the Memalei Makom, and even Reb Tzadik was maskim, and he felt, of course, in his own anivas, but he had a simim in Hashemayim once that this should be so. What happened was, once that the Ishbitzer was at a tish, and they were waiting for Reb Leibele to come, and there was a seat which was closer to the Ishbitzer, and Reb Tzadik thought that, you know, he would just take the seat. So he remarked to me, he says, "No, Reb Leibele, we're gonna wait. Reb Leibele kaidem, Reb Leibele first." So he understood that, because by the tzaddikim every word is measured in the way they say things. He understood that with his ptira, Reb Leibele comes first. That's what he understood from his rebbe, just in like, in a hurry, who's going to be sitting where? Those words, if they left Pekotcher, the Ishbitzer, Reb Leibele first, he understood that was already that he was being Mamanahim as being the Mamala Makom. Now, the name Eger has renown not just by the Chassidim, but also by the Litvish in the yeshiva world. The grandfather, of course, of Reb Leibele was the famed Reb Akiva Eger. And his son, Reb Shlaima, who was a Goyen Olam as well, when he saw that his son, Reb Leibele, had netiyos towards Chassidus, he started to become very concerned. And by the way, he suffered a lot by the hands of his father-in-law. Reb Leibele went through many yisurim from his snagdus. You can imagine coming from a family like Eger and going to Chassidus. It was like a, you know, it's like a crime, a capital crime. And so Reb Shlaima was concerned. He was concerned not so much that he had bad feelings towards Chassidus, but he suspected that maybe Chassidus, he didn't know that much, was not a very serious way in Avodas Hashem. So he asked his father, Rabbi Kiva, who was very close to Reb Leibele, and he picked up things from Rabbi Kiva, which he cherished his whole life, the midos that they saw in him. Rabbi Kiva was known to be like the un of Mikol Adam. Mamish, he was the most humble of people. And Reb Leibele picked up that conduct from him. And he was very close and had special starim together. Maybe we'll tell a story about that a little bit later. So Reb Leibele, when he was going on the way of Chassidus, so when Reb Shlaima asked Reb Kiva, you know, "I need your advice." So he told him if the following thing: watch the way he does Netilas Yadayim. If you see that he washes his hands Minadinas Yadayim with the Chumras, and he's makbid and he's careful with his Yadayim, that's your siman that you have nothing to be concerned about. And when he saw that he was so careful and all the Inyanim Netilas Yadayim, he was rest assured. Now, of course, he types that in many ways. You know, why, what the chachma of that was. But that was the simen, and he passed that. And so after that, Reb Shlaima was content that his son was going in the right direction. His grandson. And also Reb Shlaima's son. Yeah. One of the things that Reb Leibele was known for was his lack of zman. By many tzaddikim, many chassidim, many rebbes, some were very careful about zmanim, and some were not very careful about zmanim. It wasn't uncommon by Reb Leibele to have his Shabbos morning suda where we're having Malava Malka now. He would have his Shabbos morning suda. One of the things that raised a lot of contention with the chassidim, he was davening, Friday night davening. Yeah. These weren't people who didn't sleep, and the reason why he did what he did, we'll explain in the following thing. Reb Leibele was a mayel. And his way, many times when it came to Mila, was that he would prepare. He would prepare, and he would prepare, and he would prepare. And it wasn't uncommon that right before Shkia, he would rush into a bris and do the Mila, like right before. That was the way he did things. And the Misnagdim were on fire vehemently against such practice. And they said it's contrary to what the Gemara says. It's reason, makdim le mitzvahs, you have to do the bris mila early. And it became an all-out war with the Blei Bula, who represented the Hasidim in the Sinyan, although he did things differently. This was his Inyan, but it became very bitter. And he was under a fierce attack. The good news for him is that he was an Eger. And that means the Eger family is also the Chassam Sofer's family. Because Chassam Sofer was son-in-law in his second marriage to Rabbi Akiva Eger. So his uncle was Reb Shimon Sofer, who was the Gadol Ador, who was the son of the Chassam Sofer. So he sent him a letter asking for his Haskama and for his Shmira. And he wrote what was like a tshuva, explaining himself, but not completely, because he didn't feel that he should explain himself to the Gadol Ador. But he said that, you know me, you know my heart, that I do things Hashem Shemayim, will you please stand up for me against the accusations? And he did so. He wrote him back a letter, basically pottering him from all accusations. And he continued on his way, Bekdusha, that's how he did things. He tainted that the hachana of the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. And so therefore, the zman of the mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, is the time to do the hachana. So the memela, you can't say that you should start preparing for the bismillah the night before, the day before. It doesn't work that way. The zman of the mitzvah is the time to make the hachanas too of the mitzvah, because the hachana of the mitzvah and the mitzvah itself are inseparable. So memela, if he has a bismillah on Sunday morning, he would start his hachana Sunday morning for the bismillah, but he did hachanas the entire day. And he felt that he was never ready, and he was so careful, and everything had to be b'kedusha v'tahar. He would go to sleep, would wake up very early in the morning, and when he would wake up in the morning, he would shout from his bed, he would say, Ana avda dekut shebericho. That was the first thing he would say. Ana avda dekut shebericho. Translates into, I am an eved of the master of the world. He would wake up with that charge, and he would go to the mikvah, and he would go to the mikvah multiple times. And even during the day, he would pour tetz kaban on himself. And he was a kaddish v'tayr, like all the tzaddikim of the time. But he was a mayel. That was one of the ikker things by him. And with his p'tur from Reb Shimon, he was able to be at ease from that. One of the misnagdim once asked Reb Leibla, he says, I'm following the ways of the chassidim. And I see that they don't have any Torah, they have no avoda, it's all just emptiness. Yet when I come to the Beis Medrash of the Misnagdim, I see everybody's learning, and they're learning shtark, the Beis Medrash is full. So he said, explain yourself. So Reb Leibla said to him, I'm just like you. I see things just as you see them. So he says, so why did you become a chassid? He says, the reason why I became a chassid is exactly because of what you're saying. He says, because the Misnagdim are always machapis averis by other people. He says, by the Chassidim, we're machapis averis by ourselves, and we always look favorably about other people. So that's exactly why I became, because of what you did, that's exactly why I became a Chassid. We said that his tefillos would take a very long time every day. And it wasn't uncommon that when he would say Kriya Shema, that he had such a dveikus from his Kriya Shema that he would roll on the floor from his dveikus. They say that about the Kedusha Slevi. They even say that about the Tzimayr and Eretz Yisrael. Such a thing. That it's so shayach a thing that a tzaddik can be such a dveikus from his avoda that Pashat can't contain himself. Pashat can't contain himself. And he rolls on the floor. He says that one of the Hasidim said that the way that he rolled on the floor was with such an intensity that I was surprised he had his bones left after he rolled on the floor from the dveikus. He wasn't margishit. The dveikus was so intense that he was so on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam at the time of the mitzvahs. B'shas mitzvah, he didn't experience anything. In fact, one time he was sitting at the Shabbos Tish, and this is Mipi A. Neman who saw this. It was on a Friday night Tish, which was probably not Friday night, as we said. And he made the bracha of Hamaitzi on the bread. And as he was sitting at the Tish with the Chassidim, he closed his eyes and he was starting to cut, and he was cutting through his hand. He was cutting through his finger. And he was cutting it one, cutting through each of them. It was such a dveikus, but he didn't feel anything. And his blood started to drip from his fingers onto the table, and it dirtied the tablecloth and everything, until finally the Chassidim stopped him. But he said that he was in such a dveikus that it's actually no gear to this week's parasha. Parasha Yisrael. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that Rebbe was once sitting and he was learning. Rebbe was sitting and he was learning. And he was sitting and learning and his hands were getting the same, almost the same ice, dripping blood from his hands while he was learning. And there was a min who came over to him. And he said to him, he says, look at you, you're such a foolish people. Your hands are bleeding blood. And you're not even margish it. He says, no, honor the sagina b'shleimusa. This is the kvod in shel Yisrael that we have such a dveikus. You have to know how to teach that gemara. He says, you have such a dveikus with kutcher brichu. There's such a shleimus that we have with kutcher brichu that in that dveikus we're not margish any tzar. So once there was a group of late sanim that they were putting on a play, a professional play in a theater, making fun of the chassidim. And they wanted to see how a Rebbe conducts himself. So they said the local Rebbe is Reb Leibel. Let's come see how he davens. Because the person who was going to play Reb Leibel in the play wanted to see how he can mimic. I'm learning from an Israeli how to speak English. How to mimic how he should play the parts of the Rebbe. So they came and the whole chevra came to watch Reb Leibel, and they're going to get on all the tenuas. When they came and they started to see the davening of Reb Leibel, they had such a pachad from the tefillas of Reb Leibel that they ran away. It wasn't even shaykh to watch Reb Leibel daven. Such a pachad that they had from him. There's a maisa from the parsha, and hopefully we'll tie it into this maisa with Reb Leibel, and we'll end with that. We spoke about the inyan of hachana l'mitzvah. The hachana l'mitzvah from Reb Leibel. Once, it was on Shabbos Shuvah, that the chork of a Rebbe, he had an inyan that by Shabbos Shuvah, he would eat the tish, he would have his Shabbos Suda with the chassidim. Yet, that Shabbos Shuvah lunch, that tish, he didn't show up. And then, when it came Shalosh Shudas time, he came, and he saw that the chassidim were there, and everybody looked very down. So he said to them, "Did everybody drink a l'chaim? Why is everybody down today?" So he said, "Really, the truth is, Rebbe, there were many chassidim who came from near and far to be with you Shabbos Shiva. The Olam was looking forward to the tish with you by the Shabbos Suda by lunchtime, and it was a very big disappointment. The Olam is very sad that you couldn't make it today." So he didn't need to excuse himself, but he said the following thing. He said, "The emes is that I had every intention to come today for the tish. So, but when I looked outside and I saw that it was overcast and there were dark skies, so I thought to myself that I'm not going to be able to come because of the rain. So even though later on it cleared up," he says, "but still, since I had a hesach hadas from coming, I couldn't come anymore. Why? Because l'kol avodas hakodesh tzichin hachana, every avodas hakodesh needs hachana, v'gam hachana el hachana, and it's a preparation for a preparation. So since I had intention to come, but when I saw that maybe I wouldn't be able to make it, and I had hesach hadas, I said I don't have hachana anymore, and I can't come to the tish." So he explained himself. He says we find this by the Bari Olam also. He says in this week's parashas Yisrael, when Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Vaydaber Elokim es kol advarim ha'ela lemor," that Hashem spoke all of these things, saying, that's the actual teich. He says that the word lemor doesn't make any sense. It could have just said, "Vaydaber Elokim es kol advarim ha'ela." Why does it say lemor? So the truck of our teich as follows: "Vaydaber Elokim es kol advarim ha'ela" is not going on the Aseres Adibros. It's going on all the words of the Torah from the beginning of the Torah. "Vaydaber Elokim es kol advarim ha'ela," Hashem spoke all these words in the Torah, from Bereshis bar Elokim, to Nayach, to Lech Lecha, to Vayigash, to Shmois, Va'erabai. All these words HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, lemor, as a hachana, to be able to say these words, Anech Hashem Elokech. You see, the Eibishter also makes a hachana, that he prepared himself, that he said all these words of Torah, in order that he should make a hachana to be able to say, Anech Hashem Elokech. So you see how chash the din of hachana is. Now Melech has a different taich in this pasuk. Rabbi Melech taiched this pasuk as follows: "Vaydaber Elokim es kol advarim ha'ela lemor." He says that all these words of the Torah, going back on everything, are only to be able to say this. It's a very similar vart. Hachana means that you're preparing for something bigger. It says everything in the Torah is just a hachana to be able to say these words. This is the entire Torah. And every experience that a tzaddik has, every single mitzvah which he does, he sees it as just being a branch of the mitzvah Anecha Hashem Elokecha. Like David HaMelech says, Kol mitzvah sach amuna. Really, every single mitzvah is amuna. Every single mitzvah is dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, when a tzaddik prepares for a mitzvah, he's not preparing just for that mitzvah. He's preparing himself to encounter the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's preparing himself to experience the dveikus that Hashem wants from him. He's preparing himself for the mitzvah of Anecha Hashem Elokecha, because really every single mitzvah is just an offshoot from Anecha Hashem Elokecha. So in the schos of Reb Leibola and the tzaddikim and the schos of the parshas which we read today, we should be zeicha to have the proper siyata the Shema, making a chanas for mitzvahs and a chanas for chanas mitzvahs, and to be zeicha to the dveikos of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and should be neskalu once again that gila which we saw 2,448 years into creation of Anecha Hashem Elokecha, Shaitzichem Yitzchusam, Ulashem Abba Mitzvahs, Be'er Ve'er Minu, Amen.